Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amud Beis, about four or five, last word, five lines from the bottom, two dots, Tanan Hossam. So Tanan Hossam, learned in the Mishnah over there. Where's there? It's coming up on about 71 days. Tanan 70 days. Tanan Hossam Adaf Pei Aleph. Shehayi Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva would say, Kol Adamim Shenichnasu Leheichal Lechaper Psulim. Any dam of a korban that's not supposed to be brought as a chatos primios, but any dam of a korban is supposed to be brought outside, if the dam of that korban goes into the heichal, goes into the building, the kodesh, kodesh kodashim, then it is pasul. That korban becomes pasul. But chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, no, the only thing that would become pasul if it enters into the heichal would be the chatos. The chat itself, they have a pasul, we'll see in Rashi in a second. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afa Asham, that's why it's born here, because it's compared. He compares it to the Asham, the Chatos to the Asham, just like the Chatos, if the blood goes in, so to the Asham, if the blood goes in, Shneemar, Ka Chatos, Ka Asham, like the Chatos, like the Asham. So Rashi says, the second to last line, says, Kol Adamim HaChitzonim, Shenichnasu Leheichal Lechaper Psulim, Ve'afa Gav Lok, Siv Ela V'chol Chatos, Hashem Yivom Midama, the Pasuk says, any Chatos whose blood is born inside, so it seems to be pretty specific, it's only the Chatos. Nevertheless, Marbe Rabbi Kiva, Kotche, Kotche, V'kotche, Kal, Mirubuye, Dechol, V'chol. So he has a special Riboy, we'll learn the Riboy in the Pesukim. So Rabbi Kiva says, all blood, that goes, in any carbon whose blood goes in this Pasuk. Chacham say, only the Chatos. Rabbi Lazar says, only the, including the Chatos, and then he adds the Asham. So Bishlam, Rabbi Lazar, I understand Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim are not going to hold the drush of Rabbi Kiva. That's why, but then the question is, why does Chachamim leave out the Asham? It does say, Ki Chachas Ka Asham. So Bishlam, Rabbi Lazar, Ki the Amar Taiman. Rabbi Lazar makes sense because he gave us the reason, because it says he has the Hekesh, the comparison between Chachas and Asham. El Rabban and my Taiman. What's the reason for Rabbanon who don't include Asham? I understand why they don't include all the other Korbanos, because the Pasuk only talks about the Chatas, and he doesn't have the Lima of Rabbi Kiva. But why not Asham? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Asham nichnas dam lefnim pasul lo matis amrit mikabel chomer mi'ola. He says, he cannot agree that the Asham would be pasul if the blood is born inside, because he has a kabel chomer from the Ola. Well, because the Ola, they both, Rabbi Lazar and Chachamim, agree that the blood is born inside, it's not pasul. Only Rabbi Kiva said it would be pasul. But Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanon both agree. So kabel chomer Ola. What's the kabel chomer? I'm not sure. It says, Ma Ola shehi kalil. The Ola, I guess, is considered very chamor in the fact that it is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Shehi Kalil, all right? So therefore, Nichnas Dama Lefnim Kshera. So since it's such a chamor korban, so therefore, if a blood went inside, it would not, it would be kosher, right? Rashi says, okay. But Asam, She'enu Kalil, but the Asam, which is not such a serious korban, because it's not Kalil, then it... If an Asham who's not Kalil then go culture cane, it should not become pasul if it goes into the Heichal. I don't know why that. So the Ola, right? Rashi says, "Al Ola Nichnas Dama Lifnim Bein L'Rabbanon Bein L'Rabbi Lezer D'Lo Darshi Chol V'Chol V'Keisha Nami Lekahem Hacha." So the Ola definitely, according to them, would be kosher if it goes in. So you say, Ola shehu kaliol, it's so chamor that it's kula burnt, and then it's kosher. So the Asham, which isn't burnt up, lo kol shekein. So Gemara says, no. Yeah, on Yom Kippur, chatos pnimios. On Yom Chatos pnimios, the chatos that are brought in the inner mezbeach. You do on Yom Kippur, a bunch of them. Yeah.
What's the case again? The blood's being...
The blood is brought into the Heichal. He takes the cup of blood and walks it into the Heichal. It's the carbon puzzle. Just walks it in. It was a machlokas, but yeah, that's a machlokas shown him at that payalach, but yeah. So he says, no, we can upslug that kabel chomer and say, Mala Ola Shekain Enik Mechaperes. The Ola doesn't provide atonement. That's why you could say that it's not puzzle when it goes in, because it's not providing atonement. Whereas the Asham, that does provide atonement, maybe it would become puzzle if it went into the Heichal. So the Gemara says, no, Minchas Chote Tochiach. The korban mincha of a chote, right? There are three korbanos that the chote does, that if you're based on net worth, so the mincha of the chote, if that is something that is mechaperes, and yet the halacha is, if this mincha goes into the heichal, does not passel the korban. So you see, So you see a precedent that something that's mechaper, nevertheless, doesn't become possible if it goes into the heichal. So to the asham, if it's even though it's mechaper, if it goes into the heichal, it's not going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the lema. Why does the Gemara have to go on to prove from minchas chota, learn it out from chatas of the lema, right? Chatas of tochia, right? The chatas of, which is something that comes for kapara, a chatas of comes for kapara. Why are you jumping down from a carbon to a flower? At least have something that's hukrav on the mizbeach as an animal. So why not go to the chatas of and say just like the chatas of also provides kapara, and the halach is that the blood of the chatas of goes inside, it's not doesn't pass through the carbon. So why don't you learn it from there? So Gemara says no, because chatas of by the rabbani, because whether or not the chatas of becomes pasul, if the blood of the chatas of goes into the heichal, that's subject to a dispute. And we don't want to just do it. We want to get a proof from something that is not doesn't have any dispute. So the Gemara says, okay. So now you're trying to say now what's the proof? I know he says the proof was from minchas chota. The minchas chota is something that provides kapara. Nevertheless, since it and yet when it goes into the heichal, the korban does not become pasul. So too by the asham that does provide kapara, if it goes into the heichal, it doesn't become pasul. The chatas becomes pasul because the pasuk says so. The question was, we learn chatas kashim. Okay, so the Gemara says,
If you don't shut the bur, how do you get the blood out?
You do shut the bur. You do malika. The blood comes out from you do malika. You shut the bur with your nail. So that's malika. So you're cutting off the head of the bird. So blood comes out when you cut off the head.
What's the comparison to the mitzvah? There's no blood there.
So remember, we'll get to that in a second.
I don't understand how the pasuk says that the chatas becomes possible. It just says you can't eat it. Doesn't that make it sound that it should become an ola?
No. An ol is completely burnt on the mizbeach, and a chatas is not completely burnt on the mizbeach.
Right.
So if you say if it's possible, it doesn't make it into an ola.
It becomes an ola.
How does it become an ola? A chatas is done shalol lishma as possible. That was the first thing in the Mishnah. It never turns into an ola. You can't turn it into an ola. All the avodos that are done are different. The only carbon that turns into another carbon that we learned so far was a pesach shalol lishma becomes a shlamim. We never learned that a carbon turns into another carbon like that.
So what happens to the
So it's a machlokas rishonim whether pasul means that you have to cut the ola that we have in our Mishnah. Doesn't mean that the violin, you have to continue doing the avoda, but the owner has to bring another carbon. Or does it mean it's no good and go burn it on the pyre outside and that's it? Okay, so he says v'lifroch. So why don't we say the following thing? Exactly what Yossi said right here. Malachatas chota shechein einu min zevach. What are you comparing an asham to a mincha? The asham is an animal that you slaughter. The mincha is a flower. It's not. It's apples and oranges. So the Gemara says to go back to the ola, but we have the ola. The ola is an animal. But the ola doesn't provide kapara. So when we go back and forth, you can't compare it to either one individually, but together you can compare it. It's called a metzad or mametzinu. What's the tzad shavah shavahen? What is the common denominator between this ola and this asham? Shehain kachim kachim, they're holy holies. They're a higher level carbon, unlike the shlamim and the bechor and the meiser, which are kachim kalim. These are kachim kachim. Nichnas lifnim, and when their blood goes inside, it's not the blood, but it should be the blood. The daman is in parentheses; it should come out probably because the mincha doesn't have blood. It says nichnas lifnim ksheirim. If they go inside the heichal, they're kosher. Af ani avi asham. I'll also bring the carbon asham, compare it to the both of them, and say that nechlas dam lefnim kosher. If it goes in, it's kosher. And why is the chatas not? Because the chatas, we have the famous pasuk. But okay. So the Gemara says, so you have this common denominator. The problem is, whenever you learn something from a common denominator, you could find a different common denominator and knock this one out. So amalei rava mi barnish l'ravashi v'lifroch, let's upset this limud and say, what's the common denominator? By ola and minchas chota, shekein ein lahem kitzva. There's no minimum amount, you know. Because there's no kitzva, there's no limit or set amount that you have to spend for that carbon. That's a kula. And since you see, it's mekel, so I think the more it is, the more it's going to become easier to pasul. So you say since these are more mekel because there's no set amount. So how can I say the same din by an asham, sheyesh lo kitzvah, that the asham does have a set amount. It has to be a minimum of two shloim to buy carbon ashram. So maybe that's the carbon denominator. So it's okay, fine. So we have to knock that out. Again, we still have to find a source for the Rabbanon as to why they say if the blood of the ashram goes into the heichal, it doesn't, it's not, the carbon's not possible. So Ella Hainu Taimayu, the Rabbanon. This is the reasoning behind Rabbanon. The Amakra, because the Pasuk says by the Chatas, the full Pasuk by the Chatas is, we didn't see it yet, V'chol Chatas asher yuva midama el ohel moed l'chaper b'kodesh lo se'achel ba'ech tesareif. Any Chatas that's brought from its blood, midama, specifically its blood, dama shel zo, only the blood of this carbon, meaning the Chatas that goes inside, becomes Pasuk, below dama shel acher, and not the blood of another carbon. If that's the case, now we have a pasuk. So what does Rabbi Lezer hold? Now, because basically we have competing pasukim. Rabbi Lezer says it's kachatas kashem. I mean, you can just learn kachatas kashem to mean something, to learn something else. Rabbi Lezer says it says kachatas kashem, but it says midama. So what are you going to do with midama? So the idach dama below b'sara. What passes the korban chatas if it goes inside the heichal is only if its blood is brought into the heichal, but not if it's meat. Not if any of the fats or any of the meat is brought into the heichal, that will not passel. I don't know why you need a pasuk for that, because everything's focused on the blood. Kapara is everything's focused on the blood. So I don't know what, okay? So the idach, so how does the Rabbanon, who learn midama, that only the chatas and not the asham, how do they know that if the meat goes into the heichal, it's not pasuk? The idach, dam dama, I guess with an extra hey, it says, instead of saying a sheyuva midam, it says midama. So maybe they learned from the extra of the idach and Rabbi Lazar, dam dama lo darish. He doesn't think that dam dama is something that you can learn from. Okay. So now we've answered as to why we have a machloksi Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar as to whether or not the ashram is pasul if its blood is brought into the heichal. Rabbi Lazar says yes because he says kachatas ka ashram. Chachamim say no because the pasuk says midama, but midama is focused on the chatas, not the ashram. Rabbi Kiva says all karbanos because he has another lima that we'll see in 70 days. So Bishlama l'Rabbanan de Amri. Now everything is good, apparently. Everything is good l'Rabbanan de Amri Asham Sheshichato Shelo Lishmo Kasher. If they say in like our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says an Asham Sheshachat Shelo Lishmo is Kasher El Shelo Olu Bayim Shem Chova, but it's still Kasher. Still complete the process. The person just has to bring a new one. Haynu de Itkish Minchol Lechatos and Minchol Asham. That's why I know. Apparently, the korban mincha is compared to both an asham and both a chatas. So we have to figure out what's it coming to teach us. It's compared to both. A chatas, shlo lishma is pasul. An asham, shlo lishma is kasher. Elo shlo olo b'alim shem chova. So he understands, if he says that, if you agree that an asham is kasher, shlo lishma, that's why the korban mincha is compared to both the minchas chatas, both to a chatas and to an asham. The Tanya, because we have a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kodesh kodeshim hi kechatas v'cha asham. By the mincha in Vayikra Paragvah Pasuk Yud, it says that the mincha is kodesh kodeshim. It's similar to the chatas and the asham. So the mincha schote harehi kechatas. On one hand, the mincha schote is like a chatas. In what case? Lefichach im kmatzo shaloshma psula. So the mincha that comes for a sinner is compared to a chatas, and therefore that case, if the kmitza, Rashi points out, just sidebar for a second, there are four avodas when it comes to the blood, to the regular korban. There's shchita, Halacha, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. When it comes to the mincha, there are also four avodos that correspond to the four avodos of an animal. Number one, there's the kmitza, which is taking the flour out. Then there's putting it into the pan, right? Kmitza is the shrita. You put the kolmitz into klisharitz. Then that's the same thing as collecting the blood. Then there's halacha, bringing it to the zbeah. Same thing as halacha. And then there's actually haktara, is burning the mincha on the zbeah, which is comparable to the zrika. So here he says that a mincha schote, if I have a korban mincha coming for a sinner, that's like a regular korban chatas. Therefore, if you do the kamitza shloshma, psula. On the other hand, a mincha nedava, if you just bring a voluntary mincha, then the mincha is compared to the asham. Harehu ka asham, and therefore, leficha kamatza shloshma, if you did that, for that korban, if you did the kamitza shloshma, it would be kshera. Again, but it won't be all the bayal l'shem kova. El l'Rabbi Eliezer, but according to the Rabbi Eliezer, who says in our Mishnah that an asham sheshachat shloshma is pasul, right? L'may hilchasa itkish mincha lechatas and mincha l'asham. What do you learn out from the fact that the mincha is compared to both the chatas and the asham? You can't be teaching about shalol l'shma because both the chatas and the asham are pasul shalol l'shma. So I only need the comparison once to tell me the mincha that's done commits to shalol l'shma is pasul. So the Gemara says, no, he needs it. He needs the comparison lichi idoch to Rabbi Shimon for the another din of Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon just had the din here, right? Rabbi Shimon is the one who said that the karbon is the minchas compared to both the chatas and the yashram, but he needs it for another din of Rabbi Shimon. Ditnan, this is a mishnah on da chavav in nachas. So you have a karbon mincha shelo b'klisharis. You take the kmitza, right, and you don't put it in the klisharis. You have the kmitza in your hands, and the kohen just walks it as is and brings it directly to the mizbeach. He skips step two of putting it into the kli. So the Tanakhama there says, psula, it's possible. It's like the Kabbalah Saddam. The same way you have to capture the blood, you have to capture the kmitza. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, in this instance you can be kosher. It's a little different than the blood. The blood, if you don't capture it, it's going to spill all over the floor. Here, you still have it contained in the hand, so maybe it's different. So he says, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. For Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbe Chia, my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk by the Mincha says, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi Kechatos Bicha Asham. It is comparable to both the Chatos and the Asham. Ba La Ovda Biyad. What's the comparison? If the Kohen wants to take the Kemitza in his hand, then Biyamin Kechat. Then Ovda Biyamin Kechatos. Then I guess when he puts the kmitza on the mizbeach, he has to use his right hand, just like a korban chatos has to be sprinkled with his right hand. But if he puts the kmitza in the kli and he brings it to the mizbeach in the kli, then ovda b'smol. It's kosher even if he uses his left hand, just like an asham, that it's kosher even with the left hand. So if you sprinkle with the left hand, so lefties are not good. So if you have any, whatever.
How do you learn that?
What?
How do you learn that?
What?
You just said.
Okay, so it's a whole sugya in the Gemara Menachos, so we go into it there, but it's the limudim from the psukim that they have up in the Gemara Menachos on Gav Kof Vav. So, whether or not you follow those limudim or a different story, but they have these limudim on Gav Kof Vav. So he says that's what's kachat, that's why the mincha is compared to a chatas and an asham. Because since he holds that the mincha can be kosher if done with not to put in the kli shards, which is kept in his hand. So if it's kept in his hand, then you have to do it like a chatas. If it's put in the kli, you can even do it like an asham. That's the comparison. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon just did kachatas and asham. He has two dinim. The first dinim we had from this brisa was that l'shma shel olshma, depending upon a minchas choter or minchas nedava. And now he has this din of chatas ka asham telling you which hand you can use. How is he learning the pasuk? Kachatas ka asham is both. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, haikra mapikle lahachi mapik. Wait, haikra mapikle lahachi mapikle lahachi. He can use this pasuk both to learn both things. So the Gemara says, no, listen, ikar krod l'chadar Rabbi Yehuda b'reid of chiyahu da'asa. The ikar part of the pasuk is like we learned in this second mishnah to teach you right hand, left hand, depending on whether or not he keeps the komitz in his hand or puts it into a kli, right? But the minchas chota the psula shlo l'shma. And a minchas chota that's pasul shelo lishma, taima achrinahu, he has a different reason, because chatas taima mai, why did we learn out throughout the Dapa now that korban chatas is pasul of done shelo lishma? Because the ksiv bay, it says chatas hi. It is a chatas, it says hi. By minchas chota nami ksiv hi. So we're only learning out the second part. Okay. Ula Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon now, and of our Mishnah, and according to the Rabbanon of, our Mishnah, who hold that the Korban Ashram Shloshma is kosher, meaning they don't learn it out from the words of Kichatas Kasham. So what do they do, Kichatas Kasham? The Chatas and the Ashram are definitely compared. The Pasuk says, Kichatas Kasham. So he says, L'may Hilchasoy Itkish Ashram Lechatas, right? Because it says, Kachatas Kasham Torah Achas Yilelechem. That's the Pasuk. So he says, L'omer Lecha, or L'omer Lach, to teach you, Ma Chatas to Unasmicha. Just like when the owner of the korban chatas has to perform smicha, lean his hands on the animal prior to bringing the korban, af asham toun smicha, so to the asham requires smicha. Good. Now we're finished with the easy part of today's daf, and now comes that was the easy part, without question. That was the easy part. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? Just I have to be honest. What? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, the two, okay. Yossi ben Choni Omer Nishkatin Vichule. So, the Mishnah had said that Yossi ben Choni said that not only is if a Chatos and an Asham, sorry, by a Chatos and Pesach Bezmano, if they're Shechta Chol L'Shma, they're Pasul, but even if you Shecht another Karbon L'Shem Chatos, or you Shecht another Karbon L'Shem Pesach during the time that the Pesach was brought, they're also possible. It's a reciprocal relationship. Right? It goes both ways. Right? That's what Yossi ben Choni said in our Mishnah. Right? Yossi ben Choni said in our Mishnah, Hanishchatin l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatos Psulim. Again, the Pesach only applies on Yudalit. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yosef ben Choni in our Mishnah, the Rabbi Eliezer in a Braisa, Amru Davar Echad. They say the same thing. They agree and they say the same thing. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Be'achirim l'shem Chatos Pligi. So Rabba says, as Machlokas Rashi ben Tam, how to read Rabba. Rashi says that Rabba's coming to argue on Rabbi Yochanan and say they don't say the exact same thing. Rather, their shitas are different. They're only similar when it comes to the korbanos that are shechted l'shem chatas. If an ol l'shem chatas or shlam l'shem chatas, those would be possible. Because it's just like a chatas, if the chatas l'shem is possible, so another korban l'shem chatas is also possible. But they would not agree when it comes to the Pesach. Rabbi Natan says, no, that Rabba's coming to explain Rabbi Yochanan, and just saying that, and I think, whatever, see how it works, but just say that when Rabbi Yochanan says they have the shita ach, the same shita, Rabba's telling you, it only applies to korban chatas. So, ditanya, we have the following braisa. HaPesach she'avra shnoso. So a Pesach has to be brought within its first year of its life. So the first year, the animal is over a year old. So a Pesach she'avra shchato. You took the right animal, but it's too old. It aged out. Ushchato bizmano. And you shechted it in the right time, which is the 14th day of Nisan. Right now, we think it's the 14th day of Bein Arvayim. We'll see at the end of today's stuff, that may not be true. At least going to one shita. Ushchato bizmano lishmo. So you take too old, the Pesach that is too old, O-O, too old, and you shecht it at the right time with the right intent. It's just too old. V'chein hashochet acherim l'shem Pesach b'zmano, and you all take a korban Pesach. Sorry, take other animals on your dalid, and you shecht it l'shem korban Pesach. Rabbi Lezer posel. Rabbi Lezer says it's possible, right? V'Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Yeshua is going to be machshir. I'm not sure what he means that he's machshir it. That the Pesach. So I think it means that once it, Rabbi Yeshua was going to say, once it passes its year, it's out of the running of being a Pesach, and therefore it becomes like a shlamim.
So what's the kashya
here? There's no kashya yet. We just quoted a brisa.
Oh, but not kosher as a Pesach.
Right, that's what I think. Yeah, I think so. There's a shlamim, I think. Yeah, we don't have no kashya. We just quoted a brisa. Okay, so now, this whole thing now, and you have a lot of this in Masech HaZvachim, is these conversations between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And the conversations often revolve around Limudim about Kavul Chomer. One says a Kavul Chomer this way, one says a Kavul Chomer this way. So the logic is sometimes very hard, at least for me, the logic is very hard for me to follow. So let's start. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a Kavul Chomer to tell you that it's kosher. Im Bishar Yemos Hashana She'enu Kosher Lishmo. During the entire year, if you shecht the korban Pesach, the shemek korban Pesach, right? It's not kosher, right? It's not, it's no good, right? I guess she'ain a kosher l'shmo. Nevertheless, achirim k'shem l'shmo. If I shecht other korbanos the shemek korban Pesach, they are kosher. I guess it becomes a shlamim, right? Then bizmano, when Pesach during its time shehu kosher l'shmo, that it's kosher l'shmo. So of course other korbanos the same Pesach will be kosher. If during the rest of the year, right, I guess this one I think makes sense. If during the rest of the year, when a korban Pesach for l'shmo was possible, but other things l'shem korban Pesach are kosher, so at the time when the Pesach l'shmo is kosher, ain't no din that all the korbanos for l'shem Pesach are kosher. So that's his kavul chomer. So Amar lo Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says no. O chiluf dvarim, I could flip it around, right? I can make a kavul chomer a different way. Uma im b'shar yemos hashana she'ena kasher l'shmo. During the rest of the year, I take a korban Pesach and I shecht it. B'shar yemos hashana she'ena kasher l'shmo. Right, and it's not shecht before Pesach and shecht korban Pesach. It's not kasher during the year. Nevertheless, kasher hu l'shem acherim. It still becomes kasher if it's shechted l'shem another korban. Then a Pesach bizmano shu kasher l'shmo eno din sheyuchsho l'shem acherim. So then it becomes ridiculous, right? Because Pesach Babrasoshalo Shmo Kachata Omer, his Kavul Chomer lead to the absurdity that if you took a Korban Pesach, right, if you took a Korban Pesach and you shechted it l'shem another Korban on Erev Pesach, it would be kosher. Well, what's his logic? His logic would be if during the rest of the year when a Korban Pesach shechted for itself is not kosher, but a carbon, any other animal that is shechted for a carbon Pesach is kosher, as Rishlamim. So during the Zman, when the carbon Pesach is kosher for itself, kol shekein, any other carbon shechted for the carbon Pesach should be kosher. That's his Kal v'Chomer, and he says that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That becomes ridiculous. So don't tell me the Kal, don't give me your Kal v'Chomer, Rabbi Yeshua, because I can take that same logic and make it and make it an absurd conclusion out of it. So the Gemara, and then he says, Mali Hukshiru Achirim Bishar Yemos Hashana Lishmo. What's when I can also I guess upset your Kal v'Chomer, Rabbi Yeshua, when it comes to other karbanos, Mali Hukshiru Achirim, right, for the Shem Pesach, for Shayim Oshon Lashmo. If I take others, like if I take other karbonos, and I shecht it with Shem Karban Pesach during the year, Rabbi Shayim Lashmo, that they are kosher, Shekenu kosher, but Lashem Zvachim Achirim, who kosher, so Lashem Achirim, how do I read this one?
It can't be a Karban Pesach.
No, I said,
during the year. During the year, it can't be a Karban Pesach.
So, no, that's not what he's saying. It's not what he's saying. Ma Li, Hukshiru Achirim, B'Shayim Oshon Oshmo. When other karbanos are shechted L'Shem Korban Pesach during the rest of the year, they become kosher. Shekein Hu Kosher L'Shem Zvachim Achirim. Because, just like the Pesach is also kosher for other karbanos, if you have in mind other karbanos during the rest of the year. So, V'Yichshiru Achirim B'Zmano L'Shmo, Shekein Hu Pasul L'Shem Achirim. So then Achirim should become, and then you should also say that karbanos shechted during the time of the Pesach L'shem Pesach should also be kosher, shekein hu pasul l'shem achirim, because then it is pasul l'shem achirim. I guess he's just messing up your Kal v'Chomer. So he says now, and this is where I just got stuck. Anyone can help me by all means. So he says, Ma li hukshiru achirim b'shayim osu shalom shmo. During the rest of the year, others vachim that are shechted l'shem Pesach, right? That's when they become they stay kosher. Shekein who because during that time the rest of the year who kosher l'shem achirim, the carbon Pesach also remains kosher if it's shechted, right? It's a reciprocal over there, so it's reciprocal. So too in this case v'yuchshiru achirim b'zmano l'shmo. So too in this case you should say, you shouldn't say. So v'yesh lomos v'yuchshiru achirim b'zmano l'shmo. If others are shechted on Pesach, l'shem korban Pesach, it should be kosher. No, they should be pasul. Shekein hu pasul l'shem achirim. You should have the same reciprocal relationship. So how can you, Rabbi Yeshua, say if the whole idea that the korban Pesach and other zvachim, that's what you're saying, it has to have this reciprocal relationship? So then you have to have that reciprocal relationship here as well. And according to you, Rabbi Lazar, it shouldn't have it. You don't have it because you're saying, and during the rest of the year, it's reciprocal, but today, it's not reciprocal. Yes.
But it's chutz l'zmano.
Well, it's no chutz l'zmano.
It's chutz l'zmano. You're telling me that
chutz l'zmano is when they take
the
korban.
Chutz l'zmano
means when I shech the korban Pesach, when I shech the korban Pesach, when I shech an animal, and I have in mind to eat it outside. No, that's a change of chinui kodesh. I'm talking about changing the status of the korban. So we've learned multiple times throughout the Gemara up to now that a Korban Pesach during the year becomes, if you shechted the Shem Korban Pesach, the status of a Shlomo.
Oh, so it changes.
It becomes a Shlomo, but it's kosher.
Okay.
But it's kosher. A Korban Pesach, Shalom Bismano, that shechted the Shem Korban Pesach is kosher.
Okay.
Right. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Im Kain, if you are right, meaning if you, Rabbi Lezer, are right, that other Zvachim, that other Karbanos, that are shechted l'shem korban Pesach on korban Pesach are pasul, horata koach Pesach v'nasata koach b'shlamim. What you've done is you've made the shlamim more chomer than the Pesach. Why? Because according to you, throughout the year, which is the time for the shlamim, the Pesach that shechted l'shem Pesach is kosher, but on the 14th day of Nisan, which is the zman of Pesach, the shlamim that are shechted l'shem the Pesach are pasul. So it turns out that Shalol Lishma by Shlomim is more Chomer. Right? Because Shalol Lishma becomes Pasul, but that's not the case, because the Pasuk said that the Pesach is supposed to be more Chomer than the Shlomim. Does anyone get that? No, I'm not sure. I can review that. I'm not sure I get that. So Chazar Rabbi Lazar V'dano Midin Acher. So Rabbi Lazar now is going to come and give another Svara as to why the is to say that, again, the machlokas was whether other korbanos are shechted l'shem Pesach
on Korban Pesach whether they're kosher or not.
Rabbi Elazar said that they're possible. Rabbi Shua said that they're kosher. So now Rabbi Elazar has another din. He says, Matsinu Moser Pesach Vashlomim. If I have leftover Korban Pesach, it's more of a Shlomim. What's the case? Simple case is, we set aside a Korban Pesach, we lost it, we put aside another Korban Pesach, we shut up Pesach number two, we fire Pesach number one. It's Moser, it's leftover. Moser Pesach Vashlomim, it's born as a Shlomim. The Ein Moser Shlomim Vashlomim. But if I have an extra Shlomim, I can't bring it as a Pesach. I have to bring a Korban Shlomim. I lost it. I bring Korban Shlomim number two. I find Shlomim number A. It's the same animal that could be bought for the Korban Pesach, but I can't bring it for a Korban Pesach. So even though the extra Pesach can be brought as a Shlomim, the extra Shlomim cannot be brought as a Korban Pesach. Uma Pesach Shemosaro Bar Shlomim. So now I have it. Now the Korban Pesach, the extra one becomes a Shlomim. Shechato Bismano Lushum Shlomim Pasol. But if I shechted it on Korban Pesach, Lushem Shlomim, it's Pasol. Because it has to, because you have to be shechted as Korban Pesach. Uma Pesach Shemosaro Bar Shlomim. Nevertheless, Shechato Bismano Lushum Shlomim Pasol. Even though this animal can eventually turn into a Shlomim. But if I shechted the same shlamim during the time of Pesach, it's possible. Shlamim she'ein mosaron ba Pesach, the shlamim that did never turn into a korban Pesach. So of course, im shechted l'shem Pesach b'zmano ein dimshu psulim. So of course, if it's shechted on Pesach, the shem of Pesach, it should be possible.
Well, what's the most of Pesach? If you want to bring it as a shlamim, erev Pesach, why is that no good?
You only, if Moser Pesach, you don't bring, first of all, you don't bring on the Korbanos on Erev Pesach. But Moser Shlomim, if it turns, Moser Pesach, once it turns into a Shlomim, you bring it as a Shlomim.
So he said, but why is he saying it's Pasul?
The same Pesach. It's probably the same Zmano. My Pesach shall Moser Bashlomim, Shchaso Bismano Lishum Shlomim Pasul. No, so a Korban Pesach, that even though a Korban Pesach could theoretically become a shlamim, nevertheless, if you took the regular Korban Pesach and you shechted the same shlamim, it's possible. Even though it has the ability to turn to a shlamim, if you shechted the same shlamim, it's still possible. So shlamim that never has the ability to turn into the Pesach, so kosher came if I shechted the same that thing that it can't turn into, it should become possible. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, almost done. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, two that's coming up. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, matzinu moser chatas ba'ola. It's not necessary. We have another paradigm. We have a case where Moser Chatas Ba'ola. If I have a set aside a Korban Chatas, I lose and bring another Korban Chatas. So now what I do is Korban Chatas, I can bring it as an Ola. I can bring it as a present. Right? So Moser Chatas Ba'ola, the Ein Moser Ola Ba'chatas. But an Ola cannot be brought as a Chatas. We should also have that same Chava Chomer. You should say, Uma Chatas Shemoser Ba'ola Shchata L'Shem Ola Psula. So olos ein moser b'chatos shchato l'shem chatos ein adin shepsula. The same kabbalah would lead to us saying that an olos l'shem chatos should be pasul, but we know that's not the case. An olos l'shem chatos is kosher. So your kabbalah is not good. So Amar Rabbi Lezer, lo, no, it's different. He says different. Imam, and I don't get this here. Imam mark b'chatos shekain k'sheir l'shma kol shana kula. Tomer pesach she'enu kosher l'shmo ela b'zmano. You can't compare the case of a chatos ola to the case of the Pesach Shlomim. Because when it comes to a Chatas and Ola, both of those Korbanos are kosher all year round, for their sake. When it comes to a Pesach, you can't shut the Pesach all year round. You don't shut the Pesach, the same Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Right? So, Hoa v'hu pasul l'shmo, din hu sheyifsu l'cheim l'shmo. So, therefore, if it is, so, since a Korban Pesach shechted during the rest of the year, l'shmo is pasul, so the din would be that it's reciprocal. Other korban also shechted the shame the korban Pesach on Pesach. It is also possible. Okay, homework review that. Not easy. It's not easy. Okay. Yeah. My son is learning in yeshiva, so they came across a really really hard gemara. So Rabbi Sakhin, there's no bechina on this. It's just a silly thing to do. The kids don't. They like for the whole week they're hanging from the ceiling from that. Just tell them there's no bechina on the table. Don't worry, today there's no bechina. And they would have left. Okay. I said, I made a mistake.
The question is, did Abaye ever think this was harder, or only we think it?
They're smarter, I guess. They probably did.
Then it was the same as Brachas?
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
I don't know.
I always wondered about that.
I don't know. I can't follow. I'm not following the logic. I don't see the steps. You have to draw it out step by step and take your time and go step by step. Right, yeah, seriously, you're right. But yeah, that's what you have to do. Okay, a couple more minutes to try to finish up. Okay, so the Mishnah that said, Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shimon, the brother of Azariah, had a different shita. He said, what he said in the Mishnah was, Shachlan Shem Gavom and Sheir, Mashi Namuch Mam Psulim. If I have a karbon who's on a lower status, which means it's Kachek Halim, and I had in mind
to shecht it for a higher status for kachay kachim, it's kosher. But if I take a kachay kachim, we take a chatas, and I have him on shecht it for a shlamim, let's take a chatas on ola, shecht it for a shlamim, it's possible. So Rav Ashi masni mishem de Rav Yochanan. So Rav Ashi learned this in the name of Rav Yochanan. The Rav de Rava masni mishmei de Rav Yanai, but he learned in the name of Rav Yanai. My time at the Shimon Achi Azariah. What's the source for Shimon Achi Azariah, who makes this distinction between kachay kachim and kachay kalim, between the higher level korbanos and the lower level korbanos? The Amakra, because the pasuk says, "V'lo yichalalu as kachay b'nei Yisrael, eis asher yarimu l'Hashem," and they will not become chalal, they will not become pasul, the kachay b'nei Yisrael, asher yarimu, that when you bring higher. So if you may remit, if you bring it higher to a higher status, they don't become chalal, they don't become pasul. So that's what he says. Bemura mehen emes chalim. If you bring something higher, they don't become pasul. Bemuch mehen, if you bring something lower to them, they do mischalim, they do become pasul. Gemara says, wait a second. V'hala hachidasa? That's what that pasuk has come to teach us? No. V'hami baya leilchid Shmuel. The pasuk has come to teach us that which Shmuel had explained. The Amr Shmuel, minayin la'ochel es ha-tevel shehu b'misa. How do you know somebody who eats tevel? Again, tevel is the produce that you haven't separated the chumas and maises from it. How do you know if you eat that, you become the chayiv misa b'nei shemayim? Shenemar, v'lo yichalalu es kachay b'nei Yisrael sheyirim Hashem. Do not violate the kachim. Not talking about higher level. Do not violate the kachim. Asher yarimu l'Hashem. Right? What's talking about? Asher yarimu. Do not violate the kachim by eating it. That which will be brought to Hashem. Yarimu is lashon in the future. Be'asidim litra makasa v'daber. The pasuk's talking about things that in the future are going to be taken off. Don't be mechal of the things that in the future are going to be taken off. It's lashon lasid. So what is that? How does that prove Shimon Achi Azariah? So Mar says, no, in Cain, if the pasuk was only come to teach us that one din, said Shimon Achi Azariah, if the im kain litkov krov asher humru, my asher yarimu, what is asher humru? Like asher humru, you could learn that will become. What's yarimu? I don't know. Shma mina tarti. It's by using the word yarimu instead of humru, you can learn out both dinim. Right? So it says you can learn out both dinim. Boy, Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera asked an interesting question. Ksheir of emiratzim v'chlipliga b'chadapali, odim ksheir v'miratzim v'tarti pligi. Where Shimon Achi Azariah says that if I shecht lower level kachi kalim, the same kachi kachim, it's kosher. Is he saying it's kosher in the sense that our Mishnah says it's kosher, but lo ol lebaylim shem kova, and therefore he only has one machlokas, with the Tanakhama? Or when he says kosher, he means mamash kosher. It doesn't change it, and therefore he has a double machlokas with the Tanakhama. So Amar Abaye, says, v'itenu Rav Zirika, some say it's Rav Zirika, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof to the first side, that it's only one machlokas. Habachor ba'amayser sheshachlo shem shlamim. Have a bechor and a meiser, which are all kachay kalim, are shechted l'shem shlamim, that are shechted in the name of the, these are the examples that are brought in the Mishnah. So one of the examples was, the bechor and the meiser sheshachlo shem shlamim, which is a higher level of kedushin for him, shemim, those are kosher. Shlamim sheshachlo shem bechor l'shem meiser, but a shlam that's shechted for in the name of a bechor of a meiser, that's psulim, that's pasul. The Isak Adaitach Shem Miratzim, and if you think kosher means that it also is Ola, Labayim Shem Chovah, it's kosher and Miratzah, it's accepted, then Bechor Bar Ritzuihu? Why are you giving me an example of a Shlom Sheshachim Shem Bechor? Bechor doesn't provide Ritzuih. Bechor doesn't come for a carbon. It's just have a Chiv, you have to bring the Bechor as a carbon. Doesn't provide Ritzuih. Doesn't provide Ritzuih. Ella, it must be Ksheir and the Emiratzim. We're talking about in the Seifa, we're talking about these, when he says when they're kosher, it means kosher, but they don't provide atonement. But and it would be the seifa ksheir v'imiratzim, just like the seifa is the second. This is the second example given in the Mishnah. Since the second example given in the Mishnah is talking about ksheir v'imiratzim, so too reish nam ksheir v'imiratzim. So too the reish is also imiratzim. Where it says no, why you say that? My ear, how could Yisro, how could Yisro? There are two, right? There are two examples in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said the case of the shlamim l'shem b'chor. But in the first part of the Mishnah, what was the example in the first part of the Mishnah? We should actually see it. In the first part of the Mishnah, he says, "Shimon Achi Azariah, Shalom Shem Gomer." Okay, so Kachim Kachim Shalom Shem Kachim Kalim Psulim, Kachim Kalim. Right, so Kachim Kachim Shalom Shem Kachim Kalim Psulim, Kachim Kalim Shalom Shem Kachim Kachim Kachim. Maybe that's talking about a Shlamim L'Shem Ola. It would be Kasher. Why do you have to say that just because the Seif is talking about a carbon that doesn't provide Ritzui, that the Rish is also talking about that case? Maybe Hakad Isa, but Hakad Isa. So Ella Makamash Malon.
There's no such thing of Ola Biden.
That's exactly the Gemara's point.
If the coin make a mistake, that's the coin's problem.
Meiser, you can be able to bring it up. You may be right. But that's the Gemara's point. The Gemara's point is that the reason why there you're going to say that it's not Olu L'Shem Bailim, it's because there's no concept of Olu L'Bailim. But in the Reisha, there is a concept of Olu L'Bailim. We talk about other Karbanas, Olu, Shlomim, Machatos, there is a concept of Ritzoy. So why are you saying that? How can you prove it out from that Sefer? That Sefer is exactly your point. It doesn't apply. So where it does apply, it applies. Where it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. So Alamaika Mashmalan, so then what is, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, Maka Mashmalan, Gavoa Unamuch Kamashmalan. So Elamaka Mashmalan. So then what's, if I already had the case in the Mishnah that's telling us that, like, let's say you take a Shlomim L'Shem Ola, it's kosher, right? So why do I have the second case in the Mishnah talking about a Shlomim L'Shem, of Shlomim L'Shem Bechor? I already learned in the Reisha. What's the Sefer come to teach us? So it's come to teach us that my Kamashmalan, Gavoa Namo Kamashmalan. It's come to teach us a hierarchy even within Kachay Kalim. Shlomim and Bechor are both Kachay Kalim. It's come to teach us even a hierarchy in Kachay Kalim that Shlomim, even within Kachay Kalim, Shlomim are more Kaddosh than Bechor and Maiser. Where it says, wait a second, Tanina, I already learned that. I'm going to learn that later on. Ketzar Kachay Kachim Shoshan. Oh, I said this wrong. So Elamai Kamashmalan, what's the Mishnah come to teach us in the Sefer? It's a come to teach us Gavoa Namuch Kamashman, come to teach us something higher, something lower. I already learned that in the Risha. Tanina Barisha. Okay, so Kachim Shakal Shalem, Kachim Kalam Sulim. I already know the difference between higher and lower. She says, no, Mao the Tema, you would have thought Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalam, Hudi Ika Gavoa Venamuch. You would have thought that only within, that there's only a status change from Kalam to Kachim Kachim to Kachim Kalam. But within Kachim Kalam itself, of a column and column low, they wouldn't have this issue. They would all be the same. There's no higher or lower by column itself. Low comes to teach us that no, even within Kachay column, there's this hierarchy. The Gemara says Hanami Tanina. I already learned that also in the Mishnah Daf Pei Tes, that it says that if you have a choice of which korbanos to bring, right, that's Kol Tadya, which one comes first? Shlomim Kod Mim Esa Bechor, the Shlomim Kod Mim Bechor, Mipnei Shehin Tuunim Matan Arva, Usmicho Nusachim, and Tuvas Chaz Veshok. The Shlomim they go before the Bechor, because Shlomim you have to do four placements of the blood, really only two, but you do it in the corner, so it hits all four sides, whereas the poor, you only have to do one. The shlomim needs smicha. The shlomim comes with wine libations. The shlomim comes with waving the breast and the thigh, so it's more kaddish, so I already know that. So what does this Armish have to tell us that? Gemara says, ha'ikar vahi agra naspa. No, the ikar source is over here, and over there they're explicating the reasons why, but fine. Okay, now comes another interesting shita in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, ha'pesach sheshachto Ba'arba asar shalo l'shma. So now we're not talking about, you bring the Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, but in the morning. Before the Mincha, right? It's supposed to be Bein Arbaim. You said before the Mincha. So Pesach shachat l'shachas arba asar shalo l'shma, not l'shem Pesach. So Rabbi Lushua Machir. Rabbi Lushua says it's kosher, it's like a shlamim, right? Shalo, it's not bismano. A Pesach shalo bismano becomes the shlamim. So he says, ki'ilun yeshchat b'shlosha starts. It's if it's shachat on the 13th. That's not the right time. But Ben Beseira posel. The Bishara says, no, ki'il nishchak bein arbayim. All day of the 14th, if you shech the Pesach shlo shema, it's pasal. Because even though it's, quote, before the Zman of the Pesach, once it's on the 14th, it's still considered as if it's the Zman. Amar Reb Shimon ben Azai, mekubal ani mipi shiv mishnayim zakein. I have a Kabbalah from 72 Zakenim. B'yom she'oshiv was, it should be Rabbi Lazar. B'yom she'oshiv was Rabbi Lazar b'yeshiva, on the day that they appointed Rabbi Lazar as Rosh Yeshiva, when they kicked out Rabbi Gamliel, Shekol hazvachim hane'echolim, all karbonos that are eaten, shenizbechu shlo shma ksherim, elo shlo olbeim shimchovo, chutz min ha'pesach v'chadas. Any karbon that's eaten, that shechet shlo l'shma, it's kosher, except for the chadas and the Pesach, which seems to be the same thing as our Mishnah, but it's not. He says, ben azai elo ola, v'lo l'chamim. He says, kol hazvachim hane'echolim, meaning an ola, which is not ne'echol, is not going to be kosher. So he adds an ola, l'shem another karbon, and he shechet an ola shlo l'shma, it's also possible, but the chacham did not agree to him. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Machshir haya ben b'seira b'pesach sheshachato be'arba'ar sal l'shmo dekula yom azimnehi. He kasher the korban Pesach that was shechted l'shem korban Pesach even prior to Bein Arbayim. If it was shechted in the morning of the 14th, it says it's kasher. Wow, that's a good kiddush. So if that's the case, so why say ki'ilu? Right, ben b'seira says ki'ilu nishkat Bein Arbayim. What do you mean ki'ilu? It's kasher. Don't say ki'ilu. He says, I the Amr Rabbi Yeshua Ki'ilu, Amr Iu Nam Ki'ilu. Rabbi Yeshua says Ki'ilu Nishak Meshloshasar, so he says the word Ki'ilu is Shechel on the 14th. According to Ben Beseira, the Zman of a Korban Pesach is the entire day, which is odd because the Korban Pesach is supposed to be Shechel in the afternoon. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that he holds that the 14th is Kasher all day, Why is the machlokes, we can go over a minute, why is the machlokes between the Mesera and Rabbi Shua about whether Korban Pesach is shechted shelo lishmo, just have the machlokes being a Korban Pesach shechted the same Korban Pesach on the morning of the 14th, is it kosher or not? Make that the machlokes. That's a straightforward machlokes. So the Gemara says, no, if a gubu lishmo, and they just had the machlokes about lishmo, whether it was in the case of the regular case, right, Havamina, I would have thought, aval b'shelo lishmo, moda Rabbi Shua b'mesera. If it was shechted shelo lishmo, then maybe Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Mesera that it is pasul, ho'ol u'miksosu ro'oi. Because you might have thought, since part of the day is kosher, so therefore that's enough to give it the status of that day to make shelo lishmo pasul. Kamash Mulan, that he says, that Rabbi Yeshua says, even shelo lishmo would be kosher in the morning. So the Gemara says, v'haksiv ben harbayim. Doesn't the pasuk say v'shachtu oso kol chatzos adas Yisrael ben harbayim? And the mashmos of ben harbayim means from after chatzos. So he says, I guess we'll stop here. Amar ula b'reid Rabbi Eloi ben shnei arbayim. Between the two arbayims, between the erev of yesterday and the erev of today. No, it doesn't say over here. Here it says ben shnei arbayim. Okay. Correct. So he learns it differently than what you're learning. He says what Ben Arbayim means between the end of last night, you can shecht it from the end of last night to the following night, which means the entire day of Yudalah.
The pasuk says Arbayim, not
Arbayim. So he learns it that the pasuk says Ayin Reish Beis Yud Mem, and he's learning it out differently than you're learning it out. That's his limud. That's a machlokas. That you coming with your preconceived notions of what it means, and then Mesera has a different limud.
That's it. No more preconceived.
Excuse me. Done.